Well, after a couple of high-profile shootings of black men by police earlier this summer, black-owned banks in big cities from Atlanta to Chicago saw a jump in African Americans opening new accounts. The movement even spawned the hashtag Bank Black, Bank Small, Bank Local. The question now is, will that movement last? Leonita Inge from Here and Now contributor WUNC reports.
If there's one person in Durham, North Carolina, who's always in the know, it's Cicely Mitchell. But this hashtag #MoveYourMoneyToBlackBanks movement caught her by surprise.
Did you have your money in a black financial institution before?
I didn't. I had my money at the State Employees Credit Union, for the rates and for, the little fringe benefits of being as state employees.
Mitchell is African American and co-founded a popular music festival in downtown Durham. So when she heard through social media about rapper Killer Mike's emotional plea for African Americans to open up bank accounts at black-owned banks like Citizens Trust in Atlanta, Mitchell tuned in. Here is Killer Mike on Hot 107.9 in Atlanta.
You can go to your bank tomorrow and you can say, until you as a corporation start to speak on our behalf, I want all my money.
Right.
And I'm taking all my money to Citizens Trust.
A lot of us were just like, now that's something I can get behind. Right? And so that's what I've just put it up there. After I heard him say it, I just put it up there on my Facebook.
Mitchell wound up putting her money in a black-owned bank in Durham and urged family and friends to do so, too. Talk of moving black dollars started this summer, shortly after the shooting deaths of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile at the hands of police. Mitchell says she was as mad and frustrated as Killer Mike, but didn't know how to speak out until now.
We're not just going to, get in the streets and, we do power to the people and block streets. There's a time and a place for that. But one thing about getting people's attention, people pay attention when money starts shifting.
Some 8,000 people reportedly opened up new accounts at Atlanta's Citizens Trust days after Killer Mike's plea to move at least $100. Chicago's Seaway Bank and Trust says it opened more than 1,000 new accounts this summer, and similar numbers are reported at Houston's Unity National Bank. James Sills is the president and CEO of black-owned Mechanics and Farmers Bank in Durham, founded in 1907. He says his bank has hundreds of new accounts as well.
It started on July the 8th, and it's been pretty consistent. And we've been extremely busy here, but it's a good thing to be busy. It's a good busy.
Sills has spent 30 years in banking, working at Bank of America and First Tuskegee Bank, started by Booker T. Washington. He says he's not sure who should get the credit for this surprise black money movement, but it's about time before these institutions disappear.
We really need to support these institutions because they're the only businesses that we have in our communities that actually recycle dollars back into the communities where we live and work. So it's critical that we keep this momentum or this movement going.
Sill says there were about 50 black-owned banks in the United States when he started in the business. Today, the Federal Reserve puts the total at 23. The list of reasons for this shrinkage is long, from lack of resources to integration. People of color can now shop and bank where they want, right?
My first bank account was opened at Mechanics and Farmers Bank probably when I was about 6 years old.
Today, Maceo Sloan is 66 years old and still has an account there. He's been in the financial services sector his entire life. His family helped start North Carolina Mutual Life Insurance Company, one of the last black-owned insurance companies left in the country. Sloan says he's impressed by the Move Black Money movement, but he wants to be more impressed.
$100 is going to do nothing for their bank. What needs to happen is that African Americans need to go take all their money out of Bank of America and SunTrust and Wells Fargo and all the other banks, Citigroup, all the other banks that they have their money in, and put it in their black banks. That might make a difference.
A difference that could have ripples across the country. For Here and Now, I'm Leonita Inge in Durham, North Carolina.